The views on this program do not reflect those of ONTV or its board of directors.
Welcome to OAA Now, your home for Oakland Activities Association news and information. Here's your host, Sammy Terramina.
Welcome to OAA Now. Here I'm Sammy Terramina, blogger around the OAA, the host of Last Three Brain Cells, and the host of Between 10 Minutes and Ordinary Television. I'd like to welcome those watching on Local Voice on SoundCloud and those watching on YouTube. A lot to talk about this week. Of course, Super Saturday, of course, some occurred. Some big shocking upsets we got to break down. Of course, girls soccer, Rochester, we're going to talk about them. Of course, they're up. We're going to talk about them. Also, some upsets in baseball, particularly what happened over at Birmingham Brother Rice and West Bloomfield. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to recap, of course, a state tennis championship, of course, in girls tennis. Of course, Sehome won the state title there, first since 2018, behind their play of their doubles teams, obviously, against Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern to Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central, beating both of them. Big accomplishment there for the Maples, of course, winning that one. And then track and field, we're going to recap the state final. Of course, Oak Park, state champion in girls track and field. Adams taking six. West Bloomfield also had a really good performance as well. So, you know, we're going to break all that down this week here on this week's edition of the pod. Let's go to the big story here. Obviously, when you look at the Shockers, and it started on Friday. Obviously, when you look at, there were a lot of Shockers. And let's go with soccer first. Obviously, when you look at Rochester, you talk expectations. Last year, this team got to the Final Four. Big-time expectations for them. 10 seniors, a lot of experience, especially with the Rochester girls basketball kids that do play soccer. Of course, Natalie Race. You look at, obviously, Alice Max at goal. They got a lot of girls. And Ava Williams. They got a lot of players who played, who've also played girls soccer. They got to the district final. And they ran in the third-ranked Stony Creek, and Stony Creek pulled off one of the biggest upsets and shocked Rochester 3-1 in the district final. When you really look at this game and looking at everything, how it did, I think the story told – there was one picture that really told the entire story of that, and that was Stony Creek holding the district championship trophy and Rochester just sitting there, just devastated. And, and it's unfortunate. It's sports, I felt real bad for the Rochester players. Just seeing that picture, it was stunning, but the game itself was also stunning too. You look at, of course, Lily Mosley, a Miss Soccer candidate for Stony Creek. She scored the first goal. Went to the right side of Alice Max and just went in. And then there were a couple goals that I thought were just really odd goals that Max gave up. That was just really weird. I thought the Lily Solik goal, the Solik goal was huge for Stony. Stony Creek really didn't take a lot of shots. I think they had 5 shots in that game. And three of them went in. They had 1 shot in the second half. But that ended up being a goal. That told you how much Rochester really dominated the play. Controlled the tempo. They just dominated Stony Creek, but Stony Creek won it when the game mattered. That was the scoreboard. So when you really look at it, Stony Creek was very opportunistic with the shots. They got 2 big goals in the first half, and then they scored that third goal, which was huge. Rochester's only goal was by Natalie Rice. Stony Creek did a really good job in the second half, moving their midfielders back line to the defensive side of the ball, to make sure that, Rochester's going to try to go inside and dominate, but it was going to be more time possession, and that's ended up being the game. So when you look at it here, recapping the game, Stony Creek really, Stony Creek, they were very opportunistic with their shots. They found a way to win, and they basically, like, you know, and they pulled off one of the biggest upsets in the state by sending Rochester. Now, it's unfortunate to see two top teams in the state having to play each other in basically what was considered the group of deaths. I mean, when you look at the teams that were in that district, I mean, you look at Utica Eisenhower, you look at Utica, you look at Lake Orion, you look at Adams, Rochester, and Stony Creek, all in one district. That's difficult. That is really, really difficult. And to get credit where credit's due, you know, you got to get credit where credit's due. And I think that, you know, you got to, I mean, like Stony Creek, they took advantage and they were very opportunistic. And to pull an upset like that against Rochester, a team that has a lot of experience, when you look at a team that has 10 seniors, that really says a lot when you really look at it. So credit where credit's due to Stony Creek there. Moving on to the regional over at Rochester, which is really stunning, to say the least. I mean, like, obviously, where the regional will be at. A couple OA schools are also joining Rochester, joining Stony Creek over at Rochester. Bloomfield Hills, the defending Division I state champions, they knocked out Troy 1-0. Bloomfield Hills, of course, using their defense, trying to rekindle that magic that they had last year when they won the state title last year. I mean, timely goal. I mean, like, during the game against Troy. I mean, Troy's a good team. They're a solid team. It was a good win for Bloomfield Hills. I mean, like, to win their district. And then you look at, of course, some Troy Athens, no problem with Utica Ford, winning that one 2-0 over on their home field. So Troy Athens moves on. So when you look at that regional and girls soccer, you're looking at over at Rochester, you got Bloomfield Hills taking on Stony Creek, and then you have Troy Athens taking on New Baltimore. Anchor Bay is coming off, came off a big win in their, I think they knocked off Macomb, Dakota. But I got to see who they knocked off. But it was a good win for the Tars. And the Tars and the Redhawks, they have a history. I mean, they really do have a history. And that's going to be a really interesting matchup between New Baltimore, Anchor Bay, and Troy Athens. This is going to be another really interesting game. Stony Creek and Bloomfield Hills, that's a rematch of a 3-0 game won by Stony Creek over Bloomfield Hills. It was at Bloomfield Hills. I think that could go either way. I mean, like, if Bloomfield Hills slows it down, you know, makes it a 1-0 game, then I think you got a shot. On the flip side, Stony Creek, if they keep playing what they're capable of playing, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they do. But I think right now when I look at that dish, when I look at that regional over there at Rochester, Stony Creek's got a good chance here, I think, to, really make some noise. I mean, they have a chance to get to the Final Four. I mean, that's how dominant the Cougars have been. I mean, when you look at it here, I think Stony Creek, I think they get by Bloomfield Hills, and I think they get by Troy Athens, and, you know, and get to the regional, in the regional semifinal. So it'll be really interesting to see how this one goes. I mean, over there at Rochester. So, you know, so my final thoughts on this for Rochester, incredible year for them. I mean, incredible 2 years for them. I mean, getting to the Division I state final, or state semifinal, but then having that disappointing first round exit, district final exit. Now, last year's game with Stony Creek, that game with penalties. So, you know, so it is what it is. So, it's unfortunate that two of the top teams in the state having to play each other in the district final. And, you know, it's unfortunate how that occurred. So, you know, so good season by Rochester. Of course, we have 3-0-A teams left. All three of them are in the same regional. So we'll see what happens going forward there. So we'll see what happens there. Let's go now from softball. No, from girls soccer, we're going to recap baseball. Actually, let's go softball first. Let's go ladies first, you know. When you look at softball, And I think this is really interesting because recapping the districts, I didn't expect Royal Oak to win a district title in softball. I'll be honest with you. I really didn't expect them to go in there and win a district title. The fact that that team knocked off Berkeley 20-9 in the district final, that tells me how motivated they were. And I wonder if they watched my pod last week. Because when you look at the history of Royal Oak and Berkeley, it's not pretty on the Royal Oak side of things. It really is not. But when you look at what Royal Oak, they were motivated after what happened to them last year on that same field, losing to Berkeley in the district final. They were just humiliated by them. But when you look at this year's game, the fact that that game went 10 innings, a game that only went 5 innings, and that was a 20-9 score against your arch rival? I mean, a lot of the pundits, even myself, picked Berkeley to win that district. A lot of them. Is it a changing of the guard over there? Could this district title win in softball by Royal Oak be the changing of the guard of that rivalry? I don't think so for a couple reasons. Yes, it's a start in softball. It is a start. But when you look at this game, Royal Oak senior leaders took over that game. It was a difference in that game. Berkeley, we know, is a very good team. I mean, they're a good team. But, you know, when you really look at it here, Royal Oak, I know Royal Oak's been the butt of a lot of jokes, a lot of criticism, you know? I mean, you look at a course, and especially when you look at that rivalry with Berkeley. I mean, Royal Oak and Berkeley is a rivalry. But when you look at it, this could be a start. Do I think it is? We're going to find out. I mean, football, basketball, boys basketball. I mean, volleyball. I know Berkeley's had Royal Oak's number in those three sports. With the exception of girls basketball. But, you know, maybe this could be a change of the guard. I don't know. But, got to give Royal Oak a lot of credit for what they've done in this game. In that game, they were motivated. They were ready to go. And knocked off a really good Berkeley team. And won a district title. Their first ever district title at the school. So that kind of tells you where Royal Oak's been. Now they get to move on to the regional on their home field. And I don't know if they're ready for this type of environment that they're going to be in. I just don't know. That regional looks winnable. It does. I mean, obviously you got Livonia Churchill in there. You still got to go through Grosse Pointe North. Grosse Pointe North really won a district that was not as strong. It wasn't strong. And they were dominant in their district. Detroit Renaissance had to survive theirs. 19-18 in the district final against Ferndale. That's insane. I mean, that is absolutely insane. A wild scoring game between those two teams. But I just don't know if Royal Oak is ready for this type of environment that they're going to go in. I mean, they're taking on Livonia Churchill. Churchill's not a bad team. They're really not. But honestly, when you look at Livonia Churchill, they're going to be a team that I think is going to give them problems. Now, if Royal Oak comes in here, plays with the same energy, same confidence, same emotion they have that they did against them, you know, in the district, and they show that in this regional, if they win the regional, I'd be absolutely stunned if they win that regional. Because I didn't expect Royal Oak to make a long run in this thing. I really didn't. But, you know, It's just, if they can keep this up, they got a good chance here. They have a great chance here. But I just don't know if they're ready for that next step against a very good Livonia Churchill team. I just don't know. But what they did against Berkeley, is it a changing of the guard a little bit in the rivalry? Probably not. But it's a start. But I'm curious to see how Royal Oak Athletics does against Berkeley in every other sport. When you look at, of course, football, boys basketball, you look at, girls basketball, you know, they got the edge here in girls basketball against Berkeley. And then, you know, volleyball. I mean, like, when you look at those sports, with the exception of girls basketball, Berkeley's had Royal Oak's number. And the stats prove it. They really do. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens between Royal Oak and Berkeley as the rivalry keeps growing and evolving. But for softball, you know, it's a big win for the Ravens. First ever district title. Now they go to the regional on their home field. If they win a regional crown, then that's a statement. Then that's a statement that they're gonna be here a while. And a lot of that has to do with their seniors. A lot of that has to do with them. So that's my take on Royal Oak. I mean, that was one of the big upsets in softball. And then let's go to Bloomfield Hills. I mean, Bloomfield Hills basically dominated their district. They really dominated. They were a scoring machine. I mean, they were just beating. They beat Seaholm, I think 18-8, I think was the score. And then they knocked off, and then they won their district, pretty convincingly, behind their high octane offense. I thought Troy would beat them, but I didn't expect Troy to just, but I didn't expect Bloomfield Hills to just beat Troy the way they did. I just really didn't expect that to happen there. So now Bloomfield Hills now is in the regional. They're a scoring machine. I mean, they get Utica Ford in the first game, which that's going to be a really interesting game. When I look at Bloomfield Hills, you know Coach Dan Whitmire is a hitting machine. That team is a hitting machine. They can hit anything. But then I ask myself this question. What if they run into a very good pitcher? I mean, no offense to the pitchers over at in their district. I mean, maybe even their regional, maybe. But I think if Bloomfield Hills were to win that regional, then they're going to have to see a really good pitcher in the quarterfinal, which would be really interesting if it was Region 8. And that's who the winner of Region 7 takes on, is the winner of Region 8. So when you look at this match, when you look at Bloomfield Hills' chances, I think they got as good a chance as anybody to win this regional. They got with their hitting machine. But if they run into a very good starting pitcher, they got problems. That's not a question. And on the other side, you got Utica Ford. Of course, they're coming off a 9-8 win against Utica in the district final. They're coming off that, and Utica, they upset Troy Athens. And Utica hadn't been great all season. They haven't been good. I mean, they've been around 500. And they knocked off Troy Athens. So it'll be very interesting. On the other side, you got St. Clair Shores Lakeshore taking on Warren Regina. Of course, Warren Regina, we know, is a traditional softball power. I mean, even when they were in Harbor Woods, I mean, like, they've always been that powerhouse program. So, and Regina is starting to come back a little bit, which is really good for the league, which is really good for softball. Because, historically, Regina's been pretty good. Very good. And you look at, of course, they made that move from Harper Woods to Warren. I mean, and I think, that's helped them. I really do. I mean, when you look at the differences in the areas between those two areas. So, but for Warren Regina, to get back the softball presence that they've been. I mean, it's a good thing for the league. Really is. For the MSU, really is. St. Clair Shores, Lake Shore would be a very interesting matchup for sure for Warren Regina. The Satellites are going to be a very interesting out for anybody if those two teams play. It would be really interesting to see how those two teams play. It'd be really interesting over there at Troy Athens. But I think Bluebay Hills is a real good chance in this. I just really do think that they got a great chance in this thing. Region 8, this is over at Oxford. You got Oxford. Well, you got Oxford, of course, winning their district. Of course, they knocked off a really good, they knocked off Davison. And then they knocked off, knocked off Lapeer. And then had no issue with Port Huron. So Oxford won three games in their district on their home field. And their reward is they get to host Lake Orion in the regional semifinal. And that's a difficult matchup right there. Lake Orion actually won their regional, their district, knocking off Waterford Kettering and then knocking off Clarkston. So when you really look at the Dragons, they were one of the favorites. I know they're state ranked. Kind of struggled a little bit down the stretch, but they're still here. So Lake Orion is a very interesting team. I mean, really have been. These two teams have played earlier in the year, and Lake Orion just dominated Oxford. Really did. On the other side, you got Stony Creek and Macomb, Dakota. Macomb, Dakota won a crazy district over at against New Baltimore, Anchor Bay. That beat them in the district final. So when we really look at it here, I just think that the Cougars, the Cougars, they're coming in with confidence, beat a really good New Baltimore Anchor Bay team. They're not a bad team. Macomb, Dakota, we know, has been a proven state power. Still are. But then there's Stony Creek as well. I mean, Stony Creek, the red champ this year, relying a lot on their pitching. Their pitching's been really good. I mean, Aaron Flynn's a really good pitcher. Of course, a lot of people know Aaron Flynn from girls basketball. Of course, playing for Coach Kellen James. It's going to be interesting. I mean, and the last time Stony Creek and Lake Orion played, Aaron Flynn and the rest of that pitching staff, they shut Lake Orion down. Outscored them 5-0 in two games. That's insane. When you look at the but when you preview this regional over at Oxford. It's interesting. It really is, because I think Macomb, Dakota, and Stony Creek, it's going to be a good game. It'll be a really, really good game between those two teams. It depends what teams' style is the difference. Is it Macomb, Dakota's hitting, or is it Stony Creek's pitching? Because if it turns into a pitcher's duel, favors Stony Creek. If it turns into a hitting duel, that favors Macomb, Dakota. So, that's going to be a game of two different styles on that Saturday afternoon over at Oxford. Oxford, Lake Orion, that's going to be interesting, because it always is. The battle of 24 is going to be very interesting. Oxford's got home field. But Lake Orion, of course, has been on the road, and they've won games on the road. I mean, really have. So, when you look at it here, I just think, honestly, I think it'll be really interesting. It'll be interesting to say at least how that will go. I mean, we'll see what happens. But it's a very interesting matchup, to say the least, in softball. I mean, when you look at Lake Orion and Oxford, it'll be really interesting. In this regional, if I had to project a team to win the regional, at all three regionals, I've got Region 6 at Royal Oak. I got Livonia Churchill winning that one. Sorry, Raven fans. I just think the Chargers are going to knock off the Ravens and take on Grosse Pointe North. And I think the Chargers have enough to move on. Region 7, I like Bluebay Hills. I mean, I think the Blackhawks, their offensive machine, I think is going to keep on running. And I think they're going to have a deep run. And then Region 8, I like Lake Orion in this one. I just think, I think Macomb, Dakota is going to upset Stony. And then I think they're going to play Lake Orion. I think Lake Orion just has just enough. I mean, those two teams played each other in the middle of the year, and Macomb, Dakota won it on a walk-off And, you know, I think those two teams are evenly matched. So I like the Dragons in that one to get some revenge. And I think they're going to move on and win that regional. So we'll see what happens there. So I got Lake Orion and Region 8, Blooper Hills Region 7, and Royal Oak, and Livonia Churchill in Region 6. So that's my take on softball. Let's look at baseball. I mean, recapping baseball, obviously the big stories in baseball, it has to be what happened over at Warrior Park in Troy and also at West Bluefield. Those are the two main stories there. Let's talk Sehome first. I mean, obviously you look at Lake Orion, they're going to get a lot of attention, obviously. But when you look at Sehome, I mean, obviously everybody picked Burley Rice to win that district. I wasn't one of them. I picked Sehome because I thought Sehome's pitching would be just enough in there. And they had some pitching. I mean, behind the pitching of Kyle Robbins and also Colton Keeney. We all know Colton Keeney from football. And Sehome's going to be one of those teams I'm high on next year for football. Probably have Jim DeWald on the pod in a couple weeks for football call-ins. We're going to start doing those again pretty soon. We're going to do some how everybody's been doing around the OA when it comes to football. So we're going to do that in a couple weeks. But when you look at the game here, how it describes, Sehome, you know, trailed 2-0 early to bring in Burley Rice. Battled back, clawed their way back. It was 3-3 at one point, and then they took the lead, made a pitching change from Robbins to Kinney. Two different styles. Robbins, of course, the hard-hitting, hard thrower, whereas Kinney's a little bit more of a more creative type, you know, with his pitches and all that. So, but when you look at Sehome, you know, to win that virtually on the road, that says a lot. Big credit where credit's due for Sehome winning that game against Birmingham Brother Rice. Birmingham Brother Rice is a team coming in riding a lot of confidence, and they were riding a ton of confidence. So give credit where credit's due there. I just think the Warriors, you know, I think the Maples finding a way to win that, even when their pitching wasn't the greatest, like they've been in the past, but Sehome's on the next round. So that's bottom line. They did it at Birmingham Brother Rice's home field in Warrior Park in Troy. Now, I mean, there's schools in Birmingham, but I just wonder why are they playing their games at Warrior Park in Troy? I mean, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. So, but anyway, congratulations to Sehome on that one, pulling off the upset of Birmingham Brother Rice. They were ranked the third-ranked team in the state in Division One. Let's go now to a district at West Bluefield. And perhaps this district, nobody expected, maybe with a few, that Lake Orion would go in and beat West Bluefield 1-0 in 11 innings in the district semis. You kind of knew that game was going to go either way, but Lake Orion found a way to win that one. But I think the big one people are going to say about the Dragons are going to remember this team is what happened in the district final. I mean, taking on the number one ranked team in the state, 15th ranked team in the nation in Orchard Lake St. Mary's, team that's been riding a lot of confidence, defending Division I state champions. I think they're the two-time defending Division I state champions. Have about 10 to 12 Division I prospects on that roster. Lake Orion, of course, I know has got at least one. I know who is looking at going to D1 college for baseball. But what they did, winning that one 3-2, I mean, and that says a lot about this team. considering where they've been at. I mean, let's not forget, Lake Orion, they were ranking the state early in the year. But then they went on a terrible stretch. Late in the year, they went into a terrible stretch. I mean, where they were struggling. Just no flow, no confidence. But, you know, when they got in the tournament, I mean, nobody expected Lake Orion to do what they did. Nobody did. And, you know, everybody looked at that district and said, okay, it looks like it's going to be Orchard Lake, St. Mary's, you know. You look at West Bloomfield. West Bloomfield took 2-3 from Lake Orion in the season series. But Lake Orion found a way, won a pitcher's duel in 11 innings, and then stunned probably much the biggest upset in the state when they stunned Orchard Lake, St. Mary's. Orchard Lake, St. Mary's, we mentioned, you know, has got, and I think the play at the end of the game really said it best. Runner on third, 2 outs. Bottom of the seventh. I think they got Orchard Lake, St. Mary's got their Indiana commit batting. And then he forced him to pop it up, and then Lake Orion center fielder had to make a diving catch. Game over. Game over. Celebrations over at West Bloomfield. And it was a stunner over there. It was an absolute stunner. I mean, to see that team who's battled consistency problems all season long to pull off one of the biggest upsets in the state is stunning Orchard Lake, St. Mary's. That says a lot right there. It says a lot right there. So for Lake Orion, you know, now the sky's the limit for them. Now it is. I mean, now you're riding into this regional format with house money. You're heading into White Lake with a lot of confidence. You know, going in there, virtually a road game. I mean, if you're Lake Orion, you're in a good spot right now. But you still got to come in hungry and ready to go. You just knocked off the defending Division I state champions. You just knocked off a perennial state power in Orchard Lake, St. Mary's in the district final. Other teams that are in the regionals as well, you got Berkeley. Berkeley won their district on Friday, knocking off Warren Mott pretty convincingly. So actually it was 6-5. I mean, it was a tight game between those two teams. So Berkeley now moves on back to Royal Oak to play Warren D. LaSalle, which that could be a really interesting matchup there for the Bears taking on the Pilots. Of course, Warren D. LaSalle not having the greatest of seasons, but here they are competing in this regional there. And then, of course, you have Rochester Adams. Of course, Adams, they won their district pretty convincingly. They knocked off Romeo. Actually, Utica, I thought they knocked off to get there. Obviously, Adams, we know the experience they got with Parker Pico, both Pico brothers. I mean, we know how good that they are. I think it'll be interesting to see how Adams does. I mean, a lot of people talk about Rochester Adams potentially having that deep playoff run. I think they could have a great run if things go right, you know, for them. Could you just imagine if a quarterfinal matchup happens between Lake Orion and Rochester Adams? That could happen in Port Huron. I mean, that could happen. But we got to see. I mean, everything goes. You got Wednesday night. You got Wednesday over at Lakeland. When all the state super regional semifinal start between those teams. And then you have Troy Athens. Of course, Troy Athens won their district, beating Troy 9-5, and they steamrolled Utica to get to this matchup with Rochester Adams. So when you look at previewing these matchups, and I think obviously it's going to start, you know, you look at it, we're going to go Berkeley D. LaSalle first. I mean, Warren D. LaSalle's coming off a 1-0 win against Frazier in the district final. Berkeley's got a ton of confidence, as we mentioned earlier. I like Berkeley in this matchup against Warren D. LaSalle. I just think that the Bears, the familiarity of being at Roy Oak, that's a big deal there. I think it'll be very interesting to see what happens there. But I really like I like Berkeley to move on to the regional final. Region 12 at Warrior Park in Troy. You got Seaholm taking a UD Jesuit. I really like the Maples in this one. I just think the Maples end up pitching. Obviously, you have the Keeney brothers. You have Kyle Robbins. They have some offense, obviously. So when I look at this matchup here, and you just knocked off Birmingham Brother Rice, a team who I think is much better. You know, you're taking on UD Jesuit. When you look at the Catholic League, obviously you look at the three top teams in the Catholic League being eliminated, if you're including Novi Detroit Catholic Central, who just fell to Novi in the district final. So when you really look at it here, I mean, like, Novi, they're a dangerous team as well. I mean, they got some guys that can pitch. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, we will see what happens there. I mean, like, so, but I really like in this one here, I like Seaholm to knock off UD Jesuit. Region 14 at Avondale, you got Adams taking on Troy Athens. In this matchup here, you know Troy Athens is riding a lot of confidence. They're riding high with a lot of confidence that they're knocking off Troy and Utica, but this is going to definitely be their toughest opponent in Rochester Adams. I mean, obviously, when you look at Rochester Adams, they are loaded. They are talented. You know, they got experience. They've been red hot lately. They've been playing really good baseball. I mean, this Adams team, you know, let's remember, this senior class at Rochester Adams has been very, very good. You know, you look at, of course, they are looking for another state mitten, another state mitten. I mean, they have a great chance to do it. In this game against Troy Athens, though, I like Adams in this one pretty convincingly. The winner of that one's going to take on either Grand Blanc or Davidson. Grand Blanc's coming off that upset win against Clarkston, 5-0. And then, of course, they stunned Holly. Of course, Holly stunned Oxford in their district over there at Oxford. So it'll be interesting to see how that one goes. But I do like but in that matchup there, I do like in this matchup here, I like Adams to knock on Troy Athens. And then you have Lake Orion taking on Lakeland. Lakeland, we know, has been solid all season long. The Eagles have been really, really good. And they're at home, which is a big deal. But I think Lake Orion right now is the most dangerous team in the field right now, considering, obviously, who they just upset. When you upset Orchard Lake St. Mary's, of course, you're throwing everything out the window now, obviously, with what the Dragons have done. Now, the weakness of Lake Orion, obviously, is going to be consistency. Is can they keep this momentum going? That's the big question for Coach Andy Schrammick, is can the Dragons keep this momentum going? If they do, then don't be surprised if they are at Michigan State. I mean, if they keep that momentum going, because it wouldn't surprise anybody if they're at Michigan State with the way that they played, knocking off a very good Orchard Lake St. Mary's team in the district final, knocking off a very good West Bloomfield team. The fact that this team had allowed only 10 hits, 2 runs, that says something. That really says something in those two games against those two state-ranked teams. Now, Lakeland is ranked 8th in the state. So when you really look at it here, I mean, Lake Orion, let's not forget, this Dragon team, they were ranked in the state before they got into that losing streak. They were ranked in the state. I mean, early in the year, then they fell off a little bit when they struggled. And then now getting this momentum back, you know, they got this confidence back. They got the momentum back. That's a big deal. I mean, and if Lake Orion can keep that momentum going, make sure they step it up a notch like they're more than capable of, then I think this team can be very dangerous. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if Lake Orion, if they can win this regional, if they can knock off Rochester Adams, it would not surprise me with the way that this team is playing, with the way their confidence is. If they stay loose, they stay focused at the task at hand, then it wouldn't surprise anybody that the Dragons would be heading to Michigan State. It wouldn't surprise me anything. Really wouldn't. But for Dragon fans, it's one game at a time. I like them in this game against Lakeland, even though it's on the road. I just think Lake Orion's played a tougher schedule than Lakeland. I mean, Lakeland had to survive Wall Lake Western in the district semifinals. But I like the Dragons in this one. Tougher competition, tougher schedule. It'll be interesting to say at least over at White Lake. So we'll see. I mean, we will see what happens there in that matchup there. Let's go now to boys golf. Of course, the state final preview is coming up. There's three teams in the OAA that are representing coming up this weekend. We know by Detroit Catholic Central is the Bank State champion. They're one of the favorites to win it again this year. Adams, they shot a 306 in their regional. Lake Orion was second with 319. They got a great chance to win it. Also, let's not forget the Dragons are defending 2019 state champ, are the 2019 state champions. And Blooming Hills, they were third in that regional. All three were in the same region with a 326. I mean, Sehome barely missed out on the cut. They were the fourth-ranked team in their region. Of course, the top three go to state. But they had two individuals who missed out. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Be really, really interesting to see what happens this weekend. I mean, clearly, we're going to see what happens there going forward there in that one there. Let's go now to recapping, of course, obviously, we're going to recap, of course, the state final and tennis for Division II. Obviously, Sehome took home the Division II state title. Let's actually go to lacrosse first. You got boys lacrosse. You got Clarkson taking on Brother Rice, Birdman Brother Rice. Clarkson had no issue with Lake Orion in the quarterfinals. They just destroyed Lake Orion 16-5. Just insane. I was surprised with the face-offs. Obviously, Clarkson was dominant there. And it showed. I mean, they scored early and often. They went on runs. Lake Orion really didn't stand a chance in that one. Just really didn't. So now the Wolves move on, take on the Warriors. It's going to be an interesting match, to say the least, between those two teams. I think Clarkson's got a shot here to make history. I mean, Birmingham Brother Rice, ever since lacrosse has started, has made or at least won the state final. Clarkson's got a chance here to really say, you know what, Birmingham Brother Rice, you had a nice run, but it's our time to shine. And I think they got a good chance to do it. I really like where the Wolves are at. They got depth. They're disciplined. Well-coached. They got a very good face-off, man. I think the Wolves can do some damage here. I think Clarkson wins this one over Birmingham Brother Rice and moves on to the state final, where they'll probably see Novi Detroit Catholic Central in the state final. I think Clarkson's got a great chance to get there with the team they have. So we'll see what happens. I think the Wolves got a great chance here to do very, very well. And then on the girls' side, you got Bloomfield Hills taking on Brighton and girls lacrosse. Bloomfield Hills, they knocked off Birmingham in the regional final to get here. It'll be interesting to see how this matchup goes. I mean, I think that the Bulldogs, last year, of course, Brighton knocked off Bloomfield Hills on their home field. Unfortunately, for Bloomfield Hills fans, I do see more of the same in that. I got to give the edge to Brighton. And I think Brighton will move on in that one. Of course, that game is being played at Brighton. And it'll be very interesting to see how that one goes. And it'll be interesting to see how that one, you know, plays out. But and then the winner probably will likely see Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern, who took out Rockford on the other side. So it'll be interesting to see how that one goes. Now let's go to recapping, of course, girls tennis. Obviously, we talked earlier about congratulating Seaholm. It was their first state title since 2018, when they captured the Division II crown over at Midland. Seaholm, they scored 32 points. Mentioned earlier, snapping, of course, the three-year reign of Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern. The Huskies and their arch rival Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central scored 27 points each. As I mentioned earlier, the difference in that was their double teams. Of course, you know, when you look at tennis, obviously you have singles, you have doubles. The doubles were the big difference here in that matchup, obviously, with the Maples winning three of the four matchups. And funny thing here is all three of the teams had, you know, were coming in tied entering day two with 22 points each. So it could have went either way. I mean, obviously, you know, with Grand Rapids, you know, with both Grand Rapids schools, Forest Hills schools, and then, of course, you had Seaholm, of course, Seaholm finding a way to win that. I mean, like, really, you know, just they really found a way to win that one. I mean, like, and they won it with their double teams. I mean, like, obviously, when you look at it here, big props to Seaholm for winning it, for winning the Division II state title first time since 2018. North Farmington was 7th with 11 points, and Berkeley was 11th with 9 points. In Division Two. In Division One, Ann Arbor Pioneer won it with 32 points. Troy was second with 25 points. Clarkston was third with 18. Bloomby Hills was fifth with 17 points. Adams was eighth with 12 points. Stony Creek was 14th with 7 points. And Troy Athens went 17th with 5 points. So, you know, so when you look at tennis next year, obviously you still got to look at those teams are going to be really good next year. I'm going to be able to think of that conversation there. Also, track and field. I mean, obviously, when you look at track, the state meet was held this weekend. Oak Park won the Division One state title after last year. They ended up losing to Detroit Renaissance. But they had an impressive – their dominance in the hurdles really showed in this meet. You know, of course, Browntree, they did just enough in the 800. And then, of course, in the sprint relays, they did just enough as well. So Oak Park won it with 80 points. Detroit Renaissance was second with 58. Ann Arbor Pioneer was third with 56. Farm Sales Mercy was fourth with 32 points. And Rockford was fifth with 27.5 points. West Bloomfield was tied for 6th with Wall Lake Central with 24 points. Detroit Cass Tech was 8th with 22 points. And Zeeland East was 9th with 20 points. And East Lansing rounded out the top 10 with 18 points. Groves was 13th with 15 points. And then you have Rochester was 18th with 11 points. And then, of course, you have Royal Oak was tied for 22nd with 8 points. Farmington was 30th with 6 points. And then Clarkson was 41st with 3.5 points. Bloomby Hills was 42nd with 3 points. And then Berkeley was also tied 47 with 2 points. Oxford was, you know, and that was the field and the girls' side of things. So when you really look at it here, obviously for, you know, when you look at the season that they had, Oak Park, you know, Oak Park, when you look at the Knights, I mean, they kind of struggle in league. They kind of really do. And I think a lot of teams, they have a lot of depth. They take advantage of Oak Park's lack of depth. Now, Oak Park says they make up for that lack of depth with quality. Sometimes it doesn't always work that way because here's why. It's a dangerous concept if you look at it here with quality. You know what I mean? I mean, when you look at lack of depth, and I think this is where I think Oak Park, you know, gets themselves in trouble with, is their lack of depth. You know, it comes back and bites them. You know, if you put them in a national meet, they're going to have some issues because they don't really have the, you know, they have the quality of talent, But sometimes quality and quantity always doesn't always work itself out. And I think that's where I think could be a big problem for Oak Park in the future. Now, what helps Oak Park is they got a good class coming in girls. I mean, their girls' middle school program, Oak Park Academy, they won the Oakland County Middle School track meet on Thursday night at Clarkston. Scripps Middle School, Lake Orion, was second place, in that meet. So when you really look at it, you know, for Oak Park, I mean, they got more in the pipeline coming in. They got the hurdles figured out. They got the sprints figured out. Now it's going to come down to is do they have some – they got to get some field events there. Because if not, they're going to struggle. I mean, I think it comes down to is the quality and quantity, you know what I mean? It's that debate for Coach Giles and them over there at Oak Park. And they got a lot of questions over there at Oak Park anyway. I mean, lack of depth, you know what I mean? That could be a big-time issue for them going forward there when they look at the Knights. And then you look at, of course, on the boys' side, St. Joseph won the boys' team title, scoring 40.75. Chippewa Valley was second with 38. Rockford was third with 36. Ann Arbor Huron was fourth with 30 points. UD Jesuit was fifth with 29 points. Adams was sixth with 28 points. Kalamazoo Central was seventh with 26 points. Northville was eighth with 25.75. East Kentwood was ninth with 25, and Celine rounded out the top 10 with 23 points. So when you look at the OA, obviously Adams taking six behind their relays. Demarcus Rouse had a really nice year for Rochester Adams. Oak Park took 15th with 17 points. Troy was tied for 19th with 10 points. And then, yeah, Berkeley was tied for 31st with 6 points. Avondale was tied for 36th with 5. Royal Oak tied for 44th with 4 points. West Bloomfield was 49th with 49th with 3 points. Clarkston tied for 54th with 2 points. And Oxford was 65th with 7.5 points. So when you really look at the boys' side of things, Adams was the best OA team all year long. And they proved it, you know, winning the red title, winning the red white meet, taking home a regional title. You know, they did a lot to prove, you know. Now, I was a little surprised they didn't score as much as I thought they would in this meet. I mean, 28 points is pretty good showing. But, you know, when you look at, obviously, you know, with St. Joseph's, obviously, you know, give credit to St. Joseph's, they're a solid team. I mean, but I'm just shocked that St. Joseph's really, you know, they get credit where credit's due. I mean, like, they are a good team. They are a really good team. Chippewa Valley is another good team as well. I mean, so when you look at next year for track and field, I mean, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. I mean, really, really interesting to see how these teams go. I mean, like, how things are going to go as we head into the final stretches of the year. Obviously, we previewed the regional for girls soccer. We previewed girls lacrosse, boys and girls lacrosse, we previewed everything else. Baseball, softball, we previewed that. And also previewed boys golf, which I think is going to be, it'll be another very interesting weekend coming up. I mean, like, obviously when you look at the teams that are still in it, still competing in it for the titles, for the county crowns, I mean for the regional crowns this week for girls soccer, baseball and softball. Of course, baseball will be in their quarterfinal rounds after Sunday. Softball will be in their they'll have their quarterfinal round next Tuesday, and then they will have the and then of course, you know, soccer will have their state final. Soccer, baseball, softball will have their state finals being held next weekend, not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend And then, of course, that'll be it for the 2022-2023 school year. So when you really look at, when you really look at it here, I mean, like, we're still in the final stretches of the season and the postseason, obviously. So we'll see what happens going forward. So we will see what happens going forward. We are still keeping an eye on the boys basketball situation at Rochester Adams and also at North Farmington. I got some sources that are telling me about the Adams situation. I will, once Adams confirms their new hire, I will break that on the blog at SaginawBay4650 at blogspot.com. I do have a hint who it is going to be, but Adams has not confirmed it yet. So I haven't wrote it in yet. So just give me guys a head up. I know Adams does have a coaching placer, but it is not yet confirmed who is going to be over there as their new head coach over there at Rochester Adams. North Farmington, what I've heard for girls basketball, that they were going to have a new head coach being named at any day now. So it's something to really, really watch for. So once we have their head coaches, we're gonna talk about it as we head forward. So we'll see what happens going forward. Obviously, we got a lot to talk. We got a lot ahead of us here. Obviously, we're gonna start also doing our football talks with coaches during this month. So we're gonna also start that probably either next week or maybe in 2 weeks. When the season does end. So stay tuned to that. So we will have that. We'll see how everybody's been doing for as we get ready for the high school football season coming up next fall. So a lot to really look forward to as we head into summer. Still been working on the football previews, obviously, for the blog. So we'll see what happens going forward there. All right, we're going to sign off here. Make sure you follow the blogs at SaginawBay4650 at blogspot.com. I have also posted the blogs on the Orion Neighborhood Television site as well. So if you want to take a look at that, it's orionontv.org. Take a look at that on the news section. So we'll see what happens as we head forward there. All right, I'm going to sign off here. Take care. God bless. And I'll see you all next week. Take care. And I'll see you all next week. God bless everyone. God bless everyone.